Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's a bittersweet time of the year if you are a sports fan, because we've just finished up the NBA championship and the Stanley Cup championship. So it's been very, very, very exciting. Again, if you're a sports fan, but that's not what I wanted to talk about today. What I wanted to talk about today was germane to that, because obviously each one of these games, at each one of these games, they sing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. And I'm a big fan of our national anthem. Always have been. Ever since I had kids, I have become an extremely emotional, or is it just that having kids has caused me to act more emotionally? Anyway, I cry really easily about stuff that logically would make one cry, but then just the littlest things make me tear up. And certainly the national anthem can be one of those things. Anyway, so I'm watching it, and we all know how it goes. The end, it's the land of the free and the home of the brave. And it just really got me thinking about what it means to be brave. Because that's one of those things where I think obviously we all sort of have a passing idea of what bravery really is. But when was the last time you sort of considered it? You thought deeply about it. And then I thought, what if we've been reading that or singing it? Well, we're not singing it backwards. What if we're thinking about it backwards? Not as two separate ideas necessarily, but as cause and effect. Not land of the free and also home of the brave, but land of the free because it is the home of the brave. One of my favorite human beings who's walked the face of the earth, Mark Twain, is credited with saying, "Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear." I'll say it again. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. And of course, that's right. And it's not because, well, rather it is because somewhere along the way, we've gotten confused about what bravery really actually is. When we hear that word brave, it's easy to think about, you know, that opening scene from Private Ryan where we're storming the beaches of Normandy, or, you know, firefighters bravely running into a burning building, and police officers running towards the sound of danger as opposed to running away from it, as most of us rightly would. And those are 100% powerful and profound examples of bravery, but they're not the only examples of bravery. In fact, most of us will never be called upon to demonstrate that kind of physical bravery or courage. But every day gives us different opportunities to be brave. So just whether or not we recognize it. I think that fearlessness is a myth, because most people think that brave people are fearless. No, they're not. They're also very afraid. Each human being is afraid. The difference is that those people decide that something else matters more than the fear. An entrepreneur is not a fearless person. The entrepreneur is afraid and starts the business anyway. Parents are not fearless. Parents are terrified, but they take responsibility as parents anyway. Changing your career, it's not an act of fearlessness. It is a human being doing something that they're terrified by, but moving in that new direction anyway. So bravery is not the absence of fear. It's movement despite fear. So that's a really important distinction, because it means that each of us has access to bravery. It means that bravery lives inside each of us. We can, in fact, exercise it in the face of fear. So it's not something that is gifted or entrusted to a select number of people. You don't have to be special. You don't have to be gifted. And you better not wait until you're confident. You simply have to act. Physical bravery, I think that that's the easiest kind to recognize. We see it all the time. We see our fighting men and women. We again see first responders and firefighters showing up to horrific, terrifying, scary, dangerous things all the time, but they're willing to do it. It's that person who is willing to put themselves in harm's way for a greater mission, a greater calling, something just greater than themselves. And throughout history, civilizations have celebrated physical courage because our survival oftentimes depended on it. And we should. And while, again, many of us are never going to be called to display that kind of courage, we certainly benefit from people who do every day. That being said, modern life presents different challenges. It gives us different fears and affords us different opportunities to be brave all the time. I think that moral bravery, this may be the rarest form of courage that's out there, because moral bravery says, I know this is unpopular, but it's true. Or I know this is extremely popular, but it's wrong. This is the employee who refuses to falsify some kind of a report. This is the friend who tells you what you need to hear instead of what you want to hear. This is the person willing to challenge the group when everyone else is just nodding along. It's easy to stand apart when everybody else agrees with you. It's difficult when doing so costs you something. If standing apart has a price tag like status, approval, comfort, or belonging, well, that's a lot harder. But if you look back through history, progress depends. It only ever happened because some people are willing to endure those costs. Certainly not because they liked it. Certainly not because they enjoyed conflict, or in many chances or in many examples gave their lives because of it. No, they did it because the truth mattered more than acceptance. And that's profound. And there's emotional bravery. And this might still be even more difficult, because it's really brave to say, I was wrong. I'm sorry. I need help. I love you. I'm scared. I'm struggling. Most people would greatly rather not have those conversations. They'd rather avoid those conversations. Not because the conversations are physically dangerous, because they're not. It's because they are emotionally dangerous. And vulnerability, being vulnerable, elevates and creates the possibility of being rejected. And because we've all experienced it many times, sometimes daily, rejection hurts. But every meaningful relationship requires emotional bravery. Your marriage, friendship, parenting, being a leader, being an active member of one's community requires that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
They require the willingness to be seen. They require that you risk discomfort in pursuit of making a meaningful connection. And then there's being creative, being brave creatively, creative bravery. And kids do this pretty naturally, but then we stop. Us grown-ups, less willing to engage in this kind of bravery, because kids, they are unencumbered by the worry of being judged. But we certainly are. Us older folks, us adults, us grown-ups, are very worried about being judged. It's brave to write a book. It is brave to start a business. It's less so, but still brave to start a podcast, to share an idea, to make your art. Because when you create, you open yourself up, you risk criticism. The critic, they risk nothing. That's why there are always way more critics than there are creators. Creating means that you're exposing yourself to evaluation. And bravery means creating anyway. I do fancy myself an artistic guy. I fancy myself a creator. I fancy myself an entrepreneur. That doesn't mean that I'm calling myself brave. It means that I'm doing my best. I am trying my best. And I think the world would be much better if we flipped that, where there were way more people creating, minding their own business and doing their own work versus, you know, tearing other people down. Build, don't tear down. Create, don't critique. And then there's the bravery of agency, and this is where courage enters everyday life, because it's brave to take and accept responsibility. Not because everything is your fault, but because ownership is a difficult thing. Again, it's way easier to blame. It's the economy. My parents did this to me. It's my wife. My boss did that. The government. Whatever's happening, it's my circumstances. And, of course, those things certainly influence the outcomes. But bravery and being brave demands that you ask a different question. Given reality as it is, what am I going to do next? Because we must interact with the world as it is, not as we want it to be. That's agency. That is ownership. That is refusal to just be carried along by the currents of life and to drift along. That's grabbing hold of the oar, taking hold of the rudder, raising the sail, and charting a course. Not because conditions are perfect, but because you're the one that's responsible for your direction. So freedom requires bravery. And that's fascinating. Freedom sounds awesome. And it is. But that freedom, it comes with a cost that not enough of us are paying right now. Freedom means choice. Choice means responsibility. And responsibility, that requires courage. So the more freedom you have, the more bravery you need. It's not because nobody else is deciding for you. Nobody else is steering, because nobody else is responsible for the outcome, because you are. Nobody else. You are. And I think that that's really one of the key reasons that people throughout history have willingly traded freedom for certainty. Certainty feels a lot safer. Responsibility feels heavy. But a free life, that requires courage. A free society requires courageous people. People who are willing to think, speak, act, build, create, lead, and take responsibility. If you want to become braver, don't start with heroic actions. Just start small. Start small today. Ask yourself, what's one truth that I know is true and that you know is true that you're avoiding? What one action have you been postponing? What's a conversation you've been just biting your fingernails over? Whatever those things are, that thing is, do it. Because bravery is not usually one grand act. It's a habit. It's a practice. It is a muscle. And every act of courage makes the next one a little bit easier. Conversely, every avoided fear makes the next one a little bit harder. Land of the free, home of the brave. And that's not an accident, because freedom is not maintained by fearless people. It is maintained by ordinary people who choose courage. Moms and dads who do hard things. Citizens who tell the truth. entrepreneurs who take risks, friends who have difficult conversations, and individuals who take responsibility for their lives, people who choose what matters over what scares them again and again and again and again. Because bravery is not the absence of fear, it's the decision that something else matters more. So brothers and sisters, recognize the fear, feel the fear, and do it anyway. It being your part by doing your best.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.